Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Waking up blessed. That's where you're at. If you're like me, waking up blessed is a beautiful thing. Waking Up Blessed is a radio show, and it's on the Rockers in Recovery radio network. You can find Rockers in Recovery by going to rockersinrecovery.com. I'm your host, John Hollist. This show is live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. The goal is to start the day with inspiration and hope using a thought for the day, health and wellness interviews, and guest stories of experience, strength, and hope. Are sponsored by an organization called Sober Map. You can check out Sober Map by going to SoberMap.com. You can also download Sober Map, which is access to 12-step meetings and other recovery information at the App Store and Google Play. And I want to thank you again for tuning in and being a part of the show this morning. And kind of a cool thing. You know, each day what we're doing is we're picking information coming from either some type of health and wellness, quotes for today, and, of course, thoughts for today. And, you know, we're taking them from everywhere. And it might be from the Bible. It might be from literature from 12-step organizations. It may be from just information being found online from great authors and great information. So we're picking through and finding some great stuff. And I want to kind of go back to the basics today. You know, in 1975, they revised a little black book. It's called the 24-Hour Book. And it was put out and produced by Hazelton and still is. And this was the morning meditation book for many, many years for people that were in the recovery community, because there was really not a whole lot of other, morning meditation. Then somewhere along the line, the daily reflections came in to play because, you know, they felt that that the Hazelton organization was outside literature and couldn't be used in the rooms. So they stopped using the 24-hour book from Hazelton and developed their own daily reflections book. So I'm going to read from the Hazelton 24-hour book this morning. I'm also going to start out with a quote for today. This is a quote that has given me inspiration in times of fear and anxiety. And it is, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." You know, in times of fear and anxiety, when I stop and I read the Serenity Prayer, and, you know, I do it over and over sometimes. There are certain times where, you know, I'm aggravated or I'm going through, fear or anxiety. I read the Serenity Prayer, I haven't memorized for years. I just say it over and over again. And it gets me through crisis. It gets me through things. It gets me through to where I can pick up the phone and call somebody. Or it gets me through until I can write it down in an inventory and take a look at it. So there's, and of course, prayer and all the rest of the things that come with it, and letting, you know, people know and God know where I'm at and what I'm going through. So the March 8th, AA thought for today. We must go to AA meetings regularly. We must learn to think differently. We must change from alcoholic thinking to sober thinking. We must re-educate our minds. We must try to help other alcoholics. We must cooperate with God by spending at least as much time and energy on the program as we did on drinking. We must follow the program to the best of our ability. Have I turned my alcoholic problem over to God, and am I cooperating with Him? Most days, most moments. It's a beautiful thing. And you know something? There are musts. And if you check out the 12-step literature, I think there's 280 of them in there. So you can check that out. You can check out Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, too. Meditation for the day. The joy of true fellowship shall be mine in full measure. I will revel in the joy of real fellowship. There will come back a wonderful joy if I share in fellowship now. Fellowship among spiritually minded people is the embodiment of God's purpose for the world. To realize this will bring me a new life joy. If I share in humanity's joy and travel a great blessing will be mine. I can truly live a life not of earth, but a life of heaven here and now. It's funny when I read that. Fellowship is a lot of great stuff, and I've met a lot of people over the years in the fellowship, and like-minded people joining together. We get to plug in and be a power and a power source for my life, that I becomes a we, and through we I get to live, and that's how it works in my life. That power source, that going to meeting and fellowshipping and being there to hang out, and if somebody new comes in, to be able to help them, or to go to a Bible study and to be there to fellowship and to fellowship before and then to enjoy the word and to get fed. These are all things that are positive things. Going to an event, which is a recovery-based event or a spiritually based event, that fellowship helps me to gain insight and keep me connected to God's word, God's purpose, and most importantly, to other people that have had issues like me or that are just striving to be better people and are doing that through the word of whatever spiritual belief that is for them, or through a 12-step organization. Now, the prayer for today, and again, I'm reading from the Hazelton 24-hour day book, which used to be the morning meditation book for many, many years. It was revised in 1975, so I think it started back in the 50s, but it was revised in 1975, and then, you know, fast forward into the 90s, they came out with the Daily Reflections and the 12-step groups and told everybody we weren't allowed to use that. It wasn't approved literature. The Hazelton wasn't approved literature. We had to use the Daily Reflections, but I still use this book in the mornings for me because it's more direct and it gives me, you know, some thought process. And gives me, like, you know, some wow, oh God moments. And the prayer for today is, I pray that I may be helped and healed by the true spirit of fellowship. I pray that I may sense his presence in spiritual fellowship with his children. And that sums it up pretty well. You know, I get to today be a part of life. I get to be a part of my family. I get to be a part of the fellowship. Over the years, I have been able to really make some solid, solid friends. And one of the things that has happened for me is through that time period, I've been able to grow spiritually. I have had my ups and downs, but most importantly, I can always come back to the fact that God is the one that judges. God is the one that heals. God is the one, for me, is the one that makes my life purposeful and shows me how to redirect my thinking on a daily basis. Shows me if I reach out and I put all of those things together, my life becomes something entirely different than what it was. I might not see that right away. It might take me a long time to get to that point as somebody new. But if I continue to do it and I have endurance and I just keep committing every day, recommitting every day to Magalhaer Saturday and come pick up that first one and show me and help me to seek what you want me to be, those things, you know, tend to work themselves out. And you hit a point where that issue or whatever it is just seems to be gone. For me, it was, you know, drug addiction and alcoholism. For other people, you know, it's whatever your burden is. So I'm glad that I'm here today with you, and most importantly, a part of the whole Rockers in Recovery network and Waking Up Blessed. We have some upcoming things that I wanted to talk to you about today. One of them is Saturday, March 17th, from 7 p.m. to 11:30. Our friend Logan Bruce, who is on Rockers in Recovery here every Sunday night at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, and he does a jam session. It's the Logan Bruce live jam session Sunday nights on Rockers in Recovery. That's at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Him and Jam Alker, who's a great musician, and Tim Ryan, a great speaker, will be, again, Saturday, March 17th at 7 p.m. to 11:30, will be at a venue called The Vortex in Akron, Ohio. I ask you guys, if you're in the Akron area or the surrounding states and you want to take a trip and the weather isn't real bad, please try to make this event. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of great, great information there through Tim, but great music from Logan, who has been working his program, and just an amazing guy and amazing music. And Jam Alker, if you don't know Jam, check out Jam at Jam Alker Music, and you can also check out Logan at Logan Bruce Music, and you can check him out on Rockers in Recovery every Sunday night. So these guys, you know, are committed. They're like going out and doing Jam has really put it together, and he's going out and doing a lot of different venues across the country and just motivated and on fire to carry a message of hope, but most importantly to spread his music, which is filled with hope. Jam's a great guy and loved by many, so you can check him out again at Jam Alker on Facebook. And I want to thank again Sober Map. These guys are incredible. Sober Map was developed by a good buddy of mine, John P. And if you go to SoberMap.com or you go to the Sober Map on the App Store and Sober Map on Google Play, you'll see the app there. You can actually download it to your phone, and with the app, you can access 12-step meetings or other recovery-based information right from the app. So if you're in a neighborhood and you want to, you know, you're in Tallahassee, you can click Tallahassee and it'll give you all of the meetings within your area. It's kind of like the Yelp of the 12-step information and the Yelp of recovery-based information. John P, is a guy that has a huge understanding of recovery, been around for many, many years and doing great work. And it's a free app. I mean, this is something that can help a newcomer. So if you get a chance, check it out. That is, of course, Sober Map. And you can find it on Google Play and the App Store. We're going to go out this morning with a great, great song. I play it pretty much a couple of times a month for myself. And it's Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers. And soul shine, if you listen to the words, just let your soul shine. And, of course, we just lost Greg recently, and a person that was a great human being and went through his ups and downs and just never gave up, a true warrior and a great dude. So we're going to go, we're going to play some Soul Shine, and most importantly, if you're in a situation today where you're having some problems, Waking Up Blessed can be contacted by going to rockersandrecovery.com and clicking on the contact tab. And when you click on that tab, you can fill out the contact information and send it over to us, and we'll get back to you for sure. If you are somebody that would like to share your message of hope on Waking Up Blessed in the Morning, helping people to get started in their day, feel free to also use the contact at rockersandrecovery.com. We thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the show. If you need help, by the way, you can also hit the Recovery Partners tab at rockersandrecovery.com. And there's a list of information there, state-by-state directory. There's some other things that you can get involved with there, too. And you'll see our media partners, and there's products and services there. There's a bunch of other stuff. So enjoy. Check out rockersandrecovery.com. And check us out tomorrow morning. We'll be back on the air Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Waking Up Blessed. John Hollis, your host for the show. Thank you for being with us today. And, of course, Soul Shine.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.